Initialize it.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, did we not get our intro?
I can't find it.
What?
Well, you know how everything got all moved around?
Things got all moved around. For those listeners, things got moved around a little bit. The two monitors really throws us off now.
No, not the two monitors.
Oh, Burley itself?
Our Burley is all messed up and I can't find her. I can't
the system
find
we used.
Oh, here it is.
Okay, here we go. Let's pretend like this didn't happen. Hey.
Do, 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 do.
Initializing transmission.
Confirmed.
Mbot and
Sbot present.
All awesome in your ears.
Just get your headphones on.
For my head.
Oh.
I can't even keep them on at all.
This is a good start.
This is a good start.
This is a solid start.
So none of that beginning mess up happened, eh?
Who are those people who are just on air?
I don't know. I just have no idea. They just seem to not even know what they were doing. Buffoons. It's like they couldn't find their program ID or something.
All right.
Hi.
Good evening. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
You are listening to
All awesome in your ears.
On CITR
101.9 FM.
I am Mbot.
And I'm Sbot.
And I am holding headphones onto my head.
You really are. I've just given up on headphones now. I don't even like attempt to put them on anymore.
I'm just gonna take it off right now. This is ridiculous.
Okay. I think it's all right. You can see the levels.
I guess.
Sound okay.
We sound fine.
Okay.
We always sound fine. So shall we just get into what our show is about?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, so the transmission number of this week's transmission is
21.
Whoa, you took it right out of me.
Oh, I didn't know it was going to be a part of the beginning.
No, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
No.
This was so rushed.
We didn't practice.
We didn't practice this at all.
It's transmission number 21.
And the title of the show, because it's transmission number 21,
is The Bots Are Now Legal in the States.
And anything new is everything good, and everything new is what we're playing. That was all right.
That was good.
It wasn't that good. Actually, I feel this is a poorly planned out title. It's all right. It's mediocre at best.
See, because we're just playing new stuff, so there's not really a theme. But the transmission is 21, so...
We are legal in the States
now.
We can
go down to Seattle and buy some booze.
We could take this show to Seattle.
Not before, but now. You'd think by 21 shows we'd know what we're doing, eh?
Oh, yeah, clearly not.
Clearly not at all.
Every time's like the first time. Like goldfish in a fishbowl. It's like, ooh, what's that?
What's that? Who's that?
Oh.
Is that me?
Who needs headphones?
Oh, this is weird without headphones. Anyways, let's just do this.
Mm-hmm.
We just like new music, and we've been both listening to a lot of new stuff that's been coming out and that we've been finding on the internet, stuff that mm-hmm. might not be circulating a lot right now.
Well, we had 4 weeks of Dan Deacon-related shows,
yeah,
so
we need
it's about time for something else, I suppose.
Yeah, begrudgingly so.
Begrudgingly so.
So we're going to kick it off with a song, and this is going to be the worst butchering of these words. It's because it's in German and I have no idea how to say it. This is going to be worse
what
than...
What was the last butchering?
When I tried to speak Spanish.
Oh, yeah. It was okay by the last time.
I just found a bobby pin in my pants. All right. We're just going to keep going. All right. So the first track, this is a band that I was just introduced to last week and I am obsessed with this album. It is so good. I'm going to let you listen to the song and then I'm going to ask you which math equation you would think best suits this song.
Oh. Or
this. Yeah. You'll get it later.
All right.
Okay, so this is a German band by the name of Finesny.
The best part is that I didn't even write that down. Oh. I'm like, it starts with a G. I'm like, you're already so far off. But I think that's the name of the track.
That is the name of the track. It's off of the album Stay Fresh, EY. So Stay Fresh, A. And the track name is Wolfgang.
Oh, I'm impressed that you even attempted to do it like that.
I'm trying to be serious.
That was really good.
Okay.
You know what? That was really good.
It's long in German and it starts with a G and I don't know what it means.
Interestingly, this isn't the only time we're going to hear Wolfgang tonight.
Oh.
I'm going to leave it at that, but something else Wolfgang related.
All right.
Crazy.
All right. Anyways, we're going to kick it off with this band because we've been talking for 10 minutes. So here's the Ness and a really long
German. Say it again.
No.
It sounded good. I thought it sounded fine.
Gewöhne Wolfgang. There you go. Enjoy.
High school, 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 high school,
You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're back.
Hey.
Craziest song ever.
Who knew it would be going the places it went?
I know. The whole album just like surprises you. It takes you in all these crazy turns and
that was like four songs.
I know, and beats just start dropping in the middle of songs that you don't expect. The first time I listened to this album, my jaw was actually like hanging open during certain songs. You're like, what? How did this even happen? So that was Finesse, off the album Stay Fresh A, and the track was Go Wachana Wolfgang.
Yeah.
Go Wolfgang.
Go Wachana.
And so these are my math problems that I'm posing to you. If you're a huge music nerd like
Pretty
we
much.
Are, you can decipher these math problems and figure it out for yourself. So is Finesse, is it Max Tundra plus the Soft Pink Truth divided by Tristeza? Or is the equation to figuring out this band bracket of Montreal plus Ratatat bracket times bracket Dan Deacon plus the Advantage bracket? I know. And when you listen to this album, all of these bands are like all over.
I definitely, yeah. The Max Tundra is definitely there, especially with just how experimental it is.
Yeah. Speaking of Max Tundra, you can see him in a couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah. He'll be playing with Junior Boys.
Who we may or may not be playing later.
Who we may or may not be playing later.
And by may not, right. I mean we probably will. But not if we run out of
time.
Yeah,
it's... you know what? We should probably find out when that is. We'll tell you later exactly
the I know when it is.
When is it? You say it.
It's on the 11th of April. It's a Saturday. It's at the Biltmore.
Oh, yeah. It's an early show.
Yeah.
We just talked about this. Yeah, it's a little bit strange to me that it's an early show like that, but... I guess they got to keep their Saturday nights alive with something else that's not as good as Max Tundra and Junior Boys. Ridiculous.
Or better than? Is that? Anyways. This next set is yours. What is it?
Oh, yeah. Next is... okay. There's a band I just got... Oh, I just got clued into them recently.
Oh, you did not.
I wish I didn't. It was just on my mind. But they're called Clues. They're they have an album coming out on Constellation in May, and it's like... one half of the founding members of the Unicorns, who we like loved dearly. And M-Bot has an awesome Unicorns shirt.
I sure do.
And when we were first getting to know each other, you wore it one time and I'm like, that's an amazing shirt.
Yes.
Let's have a radio show forever.
Forever friends.
So yeah, it's Alden Penner is the name of the guy who was one of the founding members of Unicorns. And this is like his new project. The other guy from the Unicorns went on and made Islands, which is like...
also one of your favorite bands?
I wasn't crazy about the last album, to tell you the truth.
Wow.
It was a little bit too Baroque poppy. It was too like orchestrated. It was too much. But this band sounds awesome. And they actually sound really similar to the Unicorns, which is good. And then after that will be the Crystal Stilts, who are awesome. I've been listening to them for a little bit. I just haven't had the opportunity to play them on the show. And they're out on Slumberland Records, which is the same label as The Pains of Being Pure at Heart.
Oh, nice. Too.
And they sound similar in that like lo-fi throwback kind of sound. Yeah, they're both good. I hope you enjoy them. So first up is Clues with Remember Severed Head from the upcoming album Clues. And then after that is Crystal Stilts with Crystal Stilts from A Light of Night.
Who here wants to sleep in the dragon's mouth?
Yeah.
I love that track.
That first track sounded so much like the Unicorns.
I know. That's why it's so good.
I was like, oh, yeah, there it is.
And even, like, the humor is still in it, like that, like the satire to it.
Yeah. Love it.
That was just Crystal Stilts with the track Crystal Stilts. And before that was Clues with Remember Severed Head. Yeah. No question mark, though. I guess it's just a statement. Remember Severed Head.
Just do it.
Don't forget it. Yeah, that Crystal Stilts track is great. I really like his, like, lazy vocal delivery.
Yeah, it is really lo-fi.
Yeah.
Much like women. Who?
We're going to see next Sunday.
Luckily, we don't have a show here.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
I've heard pretty amazing things about their live shows.
I'm pretty stoked. And it's at the Wise Hall, which is going to be really...
I've never been there.
I have no idea what to even expect.
We'll experience it together.
It's going to be really good.
All right. Up next, it's gonna be another set of mine.
S-Bot.
But this had to go in... This either had to go in the beginning or somewhere in the middle because it's... This is kind of a departure from everything else. This is like...
There's no really any through line at all today.
This is my... At least they're together. There's not an odd man out.
It's true.
This is my, like, little bit of, like, folk country. This is my folk country set.
You would.
From two of my favorites.
You would.
I'm doing. So first up is going to be M. Ward from his latest album, Hold Time, which came out a couple months ago now on Merge. It's only okay. It's
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, wow. I really love M. Ward.
Yeah, I was gonna say
The Transfiguration of Vincent is like one of my all-time favorite albums. But since then, every album's been consistent, but they've gotten like there's nothing. I feel like he has nothing new to say in a way.
Oh, that's too bad.
And this is like the track we're gonna play. It's called For Beginners. It's for sure my favorite track on the album. It's the opening track, but the album's just kind of. It's all right. It's good. It's good to listen to if you like M. Ward, but it's nothing. I feel like he has nothing new to say. And then after that is new Bonnie Prince Billy, who I would have been seeing last week. He played at The Vogue on Wednesday night.
Ooh, nice.
But my girlfriend got really sick, so we couldn't go.
She was a sick bot.
She was the sickest bot. But that's okay. Two of my friends went instead, and they said it was a pretty good show. So...
At least it was somebody that we knew.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I know who could appreciate it. Rather than me just being a scalper.
Yeah, totally.
I hate being a scalper. Anyways, this track is...
I've done it, whatever.
This track is called I Am Goodbye, and it's off of the latest album, Beware, which came out on Drag City. Same thing, like just a couple months ago. So I hope you like them. First up is M. Ward with Four Beginners, and after that, Bonnie Prince Billy with I Am Goodbye.
When you're absolute beginners, it's a panoramic view from Her Majesty Mount Zion, and the kingdom is for you. When you tumble upon that valley, shark or sparrow line the stairs. When the arrows start descending, then they scatter everywhere. On a bookshelf in Caledonia sits a map of passageways. Best to stumble upon Mount Zion to behold the natural gate. Original sinners never felt a drop of pain until that second in the garden. Then they felt it each and every day. So draw back your bows, you hunters who have never felt that flame. All the absolute beginners, they are safe in the shade for today. Uh-huh.
from Her Majesty Mount Zion, and the kingdom is for you.
Before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Get those?
Clothesline myself.
My mother almost strangled herself on those headphones. Are they new headphones?
I don't know what's going on. They're not my headphones. So we're back.
And we're back. That was our folk set.
That was your folk set.
That was my effing folk set. Yeah, that was Bonnie Prince Billy with I Am Goodbye, and before that was M Ward for Beginners.
And I guess we should reintroduce ourselves.
Sure.
I'm Mbot.
And I'm S-Bots.
And this is
All Awesome in Your Ears
on
CITR
101.9 FM. Your face was so excited about that one.
I know. I was holding my hands. That's the only way I can go low with my voice like that, for the ears.
You have to hold your hands.
It looks creepy. I look like Skeletor.
That's awesome. I wish you guys could have seen his face. Too bad this isn't Tubi. But then you could watch us messing up all the time, and that's just embarrassing.
Yeah, that just looks bad. It just looks sloppy.
So we're actually kind of on time. So
Shockingly so.
Just shocking, really. Okay, well, I guess this song is long, this next one. Speaking of junior boys, here
we're
they
gonna
are.
Play them.
this is my set.
Yeah. This is, yeah. Well, I feel like junior boys, we get to share.
Yes, a little bit of a sharesies. How did that even happen? Oh, never mind. I got it. I'm all good. So this is the new Journey Boys album. It is called Be Gone, Doll Care, which is...
Which is also the name of a... I believe it's a... I don't even know what you could call it. Just a
experimental short.
Yeah, an experimental short from the late 40s.
Short film, I guess we should...
Film, yeah. Not a person. by, like, his name's Norman McLaren, and he's a... He worked for, like, the National Film Board, and mm-hmm. he did experimental stuff for them back when they were awesome.
Yes.
And I feel like we both watched this in various film studies classes. It's just him, like, it's to, like, a jazz soundtrack, and it's him, like, he painted the film itself, and that's what you watch.
It's really nice, actually.
Similar to Mothlight.
Yes, it is a lot similar to Mothlight. But Mothlight, wasn't Mothlight with things, though?
Yeah, Mothlight was, like, crap in the corners of rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a film.
On film, film itself, yeah.
You watched crap on film, basically.
And this time you watch paint on
film.
I guess one... Well, they're both artistic endeavors.
Anyways, Junior Boys seem to like it. So they're going to name... they name their new album after it. We're going to play a track called Hazel. I feel like this album, much more so than their last one, is really chill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really chill.
Seems like a relaxing time.
Very relaxing. So Hazel, not the most relaxing on the track.
Probably we're like, ugh, let's find the most upbeat track on here. Much.
We love Junior Boys, but sometimes
there's no in the morning on this,
or,
on this album.
Yeah.
Or Like a Child.
Like a Child.
Yeah.
No.
We're like, oh, those are real standouts on the last album.
But anyways, so that's what I'm gonna play first. After that, I'm really excited about this. This is a new Azeta Booth EP that they just put out on the internet called Tub Trek. And you can actually just go to their MySpace or their website and just download it.
Hmm.
And there's a couple new tracks, and then there's some remixes. And I'm gonna be playing one of the remixes off of the album by one of my very favorite electronic artists from Canada, Secret Mommy. I think I've played him before.
Where are they from? Do you know?
Who?
In Canada? Secret Mommy.
Ontario? Am I guessing? I don't know. I should look it up. anyways, Secret Mommy, he does a lot of... he did... I know I've told you guys about this before, but he did that album called Very Wreck.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it's... He went into a rec center and just sampled people playing badminton and then made it into, like, an amazing electronic track, and like one's called like badminton, and then one's called swimming pool, and then one's
very
called
Matmos-esque.
Yeah, very, very Matmos-esque. But yeah, one of my favorite Canadian experimental electronic artists did a remix of Azeta Booth's Big Fist, and I just like can't get enough of this song. It's so good.
It does sound good.
It's amazing. So that's what's coming up next.
And Azeta Booth is playing tomorrow night.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Don't forget, if you like Azeta Booth, they're going to be playing at the Biltmore tomorrow, so go check them out.
Oh, that'll be a really good show.
Man, this show's just all about concert announcements.
I know. There's a lot of shows right now.
I know. Tell my, like, budget.
Yeah. Tell my wallet that. Tell my
with
Visa
nothing.
Bills that.
Nothing in my wallet anymore. Okay, so let's kick it off. This is Junior Boys with Hazel. Oh, I burped. I'm sorry. I guess I could have played that off, but I didn't want to.
I didn't even see that.
Oh. It's 'cause I'm
now
lady.
I know. Now everyone knows.
Yeah, I know. Whatever.
At least it didn't make a noise.
I know.
Then you'd have to be like, I burp.
Okay. And then after that, I'm blushing. even robots blush. And then after that is Azeta Booth with Big Fist, the Secret Mommy remix. So, yeah. You're a jerk.
Are never likely, and colors hardly run, but now they're all mixed up, and I don't know just what I see. You're over everything, all the lines escaping free. A moment interrupts me, and I can't place.
dresses all around here, but I won't back away. Instead, I talk to you, and you're so hard to figure out. 1 minute in defeat, the next you have me breathing out. So hard wait, yeah. Hard wait, yeah. Hard wait, yeah. It's a hard wait, yeah. When every second takes its toll, with every kiss you kill me more. But I'm here and I decided, so come close and watch me till I die. It's true, I understand too well this passive touch and go. Still search your home for secrets that I find I'm on my own. Come on, just give me something, or let me be left alone and hide my face in the crowd. Just keep me moving, yeah, moving on. So hard wait, yeah. Hard wait, yeah. Hard wait, yeah. Hard wait, yeah. When you can never feel at home, 'cause you've been off and away too long, and it's too much just to leave again. So you figured that you stay instead.
That was us talking about how little time we had left.
I'm like, let's just blast through it.
Okay, so we will. So you just heard the new Junior Boy album, Be Gone Doll Care. That was the track Hazel that started off that last set. And you just heard Azeta Booth with the Big Fist Secret Mommy remix off of Tub Trek, which is amazing.
Which, like, is really good.
That, you know, song what? Is so good.
It was really good.
It's like perfect, and it sounds so much like Azeta Booth and so much like Secret Mommy.
Azeta Booth vocalist just kills it every time.
I know.
Really makes it for me.
Anyways, some other pretty good remixes on that album, so go check it out on their website and download it for free.
That's nice of them.
Yeah.
That's a kind thing for them to do.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we're going to move fast. Next, we're going to kick off with brand new Phoenix. This album doesn't come out till May, though they've released the first track, or the first single off it, sorry. Called 1901 from the album Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix.
There's Wolfgang.
Wolfgang twice.
We just love Germans.
Yeah, that'll be Phoenix. And then
And then I am playing Crickers. They are coming on the day after Junior Boys, which would be April 12th. And I just have never played them, so we're going to play them.
Great. What's the track?
It's called Day and Night. I'm not actually sure if this is off an album. It might just be like a single.
Right.
I think you can pretty much only get it on vinyl. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's Day and Night. We all love it. It's great. Crickers, awesome. Go see them at Celebrities on April 12th. After you go to Junior Boys and Max Temple.
Man, yeah. There's some events. Okay.
Okay, we're just gonna go.
But first up, Phoenix, this is 1901.
Night. He's all alone through the day and night. Pat at night.
That was a good set.
I danced my little buns off to that the
you
other
sure
night.
Did.
And by the other night, I mean yesterday night. Okay, so you just heard Crookers. I don't know why I lost my page. You just heard Crookers with their track Day and Night. And before that?
And before that was Phoenix with 1901.
Okay, so we have to get to this last track because we have enough time to play it. This I'm dedicating to the Triangle because I know you guys are all listening. It's dedicated to both the girls and the one boy that is in the triangle.
Currently.
So this album, I also have to give a huge shout out to my friend John, who totally introduced me to both this album and the very first album that we heard, the Crazy German one. Not Crazy German one, but just the Crazy German one that I can't
What's
pronounce.
That supposed to mean?
Shut up. Anyways, he introduced me to both of these albums, and they have been like top play on my iPod and laptop for the last couple weeks. This album is called Illinois with a Z.
Amazing.
And it is a mashup album of Tor and Sufjan Stevens.
Yes.
So I guess it's Tor who did it, and it's Sufjan Stevens plus other hip-hop.
Mashup,
yeah, other hip-hop.
Mashed them up with?
Yeah, hip-hop artists. So basically, it's hip-hop artists mashed with Sufjan Stevens, and it's amazing.
Who would have thought?
This album sounds incredible. Like, they were made for each other.
It does sound really good.
And, like, I haven't heard mashups this good since DJ Co-op, basically, and I think he's an amazing mashup artist. And, yeah, this is just my house. We love it. And we listen to it all the time.
Sufjan Stevens, so versatile.
So versatile. It sounds so good. So this you can also just find off the internet. It's called Illinois Tor, T-O-R, / Sufjan Stevens, and you'll be able to find it like that. The track that I'm going to be playing is a big shout-out to Quintron. because she may or may not have made a movie, and this was the soundtrack to it. It is Night Zombie / Talking My Shit featuring Brother Ali.
Amazing mashup.
We never play rap on this show, but we do now.
Oh, this is totally inside, but did Chris Kattner direct that one? The short?
No, Quinn did.
Oh.
With Shauna.
Oh, Chris had nothing to do with it?
He was in it. He was a zombie.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, whoa, digress.
Yeah, sorry.
Only the three people who knew who we're talking about.
Like, wait a second.
We'll understand that. It's about zombie love. Never mind. Okay, so we're going to play that. That's what we're going to end the show off with. It is Night Zombie / Talking My Shit from Illinois, Torn, Stuffy, and Stevens. And yeah, that's our show.
Yeah, I hope you guys liked it.
I hope you like how we're legal.
21, baby.
21. this has been...
All Awesome in Your Ears.
Oh, I'm sorry. I left you on your own.
That's okay.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
All of it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been MBot.
And I'm SBot.
And enjoy, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the one and only Brother Ali is in the house tonight. That's me. We getting directly into this right here. Hold up, do you mind? I'm trying to build a kingdom here. Walk to the store with your boy, let's get a ginger beer. Listen here, I got some shit to sprinkle in your ear. Rip and tear the kick and snare, whistle like Rakim was near. Sending bitch tendency, having rich rappers to their residences. My present tense is legendary living. Like my 50 grand merce, work for what I'm given. Build an ad suit with the skill I mastered it. Handful of gravel and shit to build a castle with. Ended up champion, the underground rapping. It ain't what I imagined, but I still ain't mad at it. I'm in a cottage town, bossing that crowd around. Raise your hands, wave them, do them like this. How to ride. Like a gladiator movie score, trying to teach a cracker rapper how to clap on 2 and 4. In the crowd, I'm shaking people's hands just to take an equal stance with my barely legal fans. Can't believe they asked when they came and heard him raw. Made him want to run and hug him with his sweaty shirt and all. Labels turn me off, I ain't what they looking for. I ain't got a six-pack tattoo or bullet hole. But I'm muscle underneath all that. You get your peanuts smacked to scrap like I'm butterbean on crack. Ali managed not to catch heat flashes. On stage, Adidas jackets doing heavy feet dances. These rappers are graffiti on canvas. Even if they snapping, they could only be half of it. Like this, quiet down now, the master's rapping. Ain't got his back trying to craft a classic. Joe Mad the track if they have to grab it. Like my dick when they, nah, I ain't saying that shit. We all thought some weak lines by now, but you actually rewind and write yours down. The walk to behind in the studio to speak it, and then decided to keep it and release it. So either you believe it, or you don't give three shits about having lyrics. You can take it or leave it. So if you ain't really thinking about the things that you say, then don't call me a hater when I feel the same way. I came up in the day listening to the greats. Learn to smell a fake, half a continent away. I ain't dumbing down, you gon' have to smarten up. Too tough, your blade ain't sharp enough to cut. I'm about to fuck them up, someone should've run and told them I was nuts. But a cup ain't trying to knuckle up. Suck them in the eye, baby, slug them in the gut. Should've never let the brother run the mud. What the fuck? Gallus lap dance. Last chance to pass on the chitterlings. But act now, we can still split a thing of chicken wings. Fredo Corleone, bitch, kiss the pinky ring. Backpack raps, answer the Sam Kinison is in your town. Act like your shit isn't brown. Your highness probably pissed sitting down. He said he rock him, sees it so venomous. Can't seem to picture the authenticness. Trying to keep up, it's bad for your health. It's a walk in the park, I'm photographing myself. Say shit, motherfucker, shit. Some bitch.
edition.
Good.
That sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're still here. not surprisingly. Maxwell's coming on soon, by the way, with Mondo Trasho, we hope. So it's MBOT. That's not even helping me at all.
I'm looking at CDs.
He's looking at CDs, not helping the MBOT, though. Don't just rub your fingers around and pretend that you're helping me look for CDs.
Yeah, what's he gonna be?
So I guess we're just going to play something else for you, and hopefully he'll come by then. I'm just going to play something off of the Finesny album. Something else. I'm just going to play something else.
What's it called?
That's a good question. Where's my laptop? Oh, there it is. It's Look It Up. It's number 2. I think it's called Vol in Hairs.
That sounds good. Let's play that one.
Okay, so we're going to play that one just for your listening pleasure. So enjoy.
Thank you.
right.
Hi, we're still here.
We're still here. Yeah, Maxwell's running a little bit behind tonight.
He's AWOL, actually.
So
we don't even know where he is.
Oh, yeah, we do. He just walked by. I saw him. Sunglasses indoors.
Oh, sunglasses indoors. We were all ready to play.
We had something queued up that we were going to play an old...
Mondo Trasho.
Oh, an old Mondo Trasho, yeah, that we'd found. But apparently...
I guess we're just going to have Woody banter with ourselves.
Till he gets in. Can we do that? It's too much pressure now.
Should we? The best is that you guys can hear us right now.
Then we don't have any music to play.
Well, we could start this, but that seems a little bit odd.
Wait.
There he is.
I hear him.
He's walking in.
There he is.
What's up, guys?
He's walking in.
A grand entrance.
Very grand entrance.
Yeah, I know. What's up, guys?
I don't know. We're waiting for you.
Look what I brought to share with the listeners tonight.
What did you bring?
Bonnie Tyler.
Faster than the speed of night. I think I'm just going to play this entire record.
This might be a good idea.
This is my last show as CITR's president.
Oh.
I know. Isn't that great?
I don't know. It depends on how you look at it, I guess.
It's very exciting.
Do you feel like it's great?
I was downtown buying sunglasses.
Yes.
You know what? I saw those. I commented on them as you walked by.
How do you feel about them, folks?
Let me see what's on the side of them.
Call in and share your opinions.
Is it writing?
Yeah.
They're red with newsprint.
They're pretty good.
Are they Ray-Bans?
No, they're knockoffs.
They're knockoff Ray-Bans.
Knockoffs are very important. Ask the boys and girls to call in and share their opinions.
Do you guys want to call in and share your opinions on knockoff sunglasses? Because that's what Maxwell is suggesting.
Give them the number.
I don't know what the number is.
604-822-2487. Call in and tell me about my sunglasses.
The newsprint does look really good.
It's pretty good. They've got the newsprint on them. They're, what are they? Yeah, they're Ray-Ban knockoffs, but they're slightly bigger. So the lines are open, 604-822-2487. Call in and we can chit-chat about my sunglasses. Tonight we're going to be playing the entire Faster Than the Speed of Night record. Yes, we're going to do the entire thing. Bonnie Tyler, it's fantastic. It's such a good record. And I think I'm just going to come in every so often and we can have some commentary. And if you want, we can chit-chat about it on the air. What you think is best. And, Oh, I think we have a caller. No, I'm just going to put you on the air. Hello, caller, are you there?
No.
You need to turn down your radio while you're talking. Otherwise, is your radio down?
Hey.
Who is it?
I randomly turned to this radio station and heard you talking about knockoff sunglasses and,
Tonight we're going to be playing, this is CITR 101.9 FM. This is Mondo Trasho with Maxwell. I am the most fucking fantastic radio host ever, and we're giving away some tickets, and we're going to listen to the entire Bonnie Tyler record, Faster Than the Speed of Night, and we're going to talk about knockoff sunglasses. Do you have a favorite pair of knockoff sunglasses?
Do I?
Yeah, do you have knockoff sunglasses?
Not a fan of sunglasses, really.
Really? No?
Not a fan.
Never?
I'm more of an eyeglasses kind of girl.
Eyeglasses kind of girl. What about the kind that change? When you put them on and they're clear Maybe. Inside and then they turn dark outside.
Oh. Yeah, I have a pair of those.
You're a fan? Would you ever get a pair?
No. No.
Never? Just eyeglasses. What about blue blockers? For those of you who don't know, blue blockers are basically these huge sunglasses that they sell on TV. They're marketed to like little old ladies, but they look great.
They cover up your whole face.
Yeah, they cover. No, Lady Gaga's really into the look, and Lady Gaga, of course, has sort of taken it and run with it. But these people sort of.